we're about halfway through the festival at the moment, and you were talking to me off air a couple of seconds ago, and you mentioned this is probably the biggest and busiest weekend of the whole Burnie Shines for this year.
It is, yes. It's fairly busy next weekend, but by crikey, I don't think you could squeeze another thing in this weekend.
Well, that's true. I've already mentioned on air a couple of times this week the opening of the new Burnie Aquatic Centre. It's at 11 o'clock tomorrow, and there's a family day there from 11 till 2 with music and entertainment and cheap admission prices tomorrow and all that sort of stuff. You don't normally get a pool opening in the middle of Burnie Shines, do you? So it's a good one to have.
No, and I had a sneak look at it yesterday. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, they spent about $8 million on the thing, so...
Want to be good.
Yeah, money well spent from what I hear, and already the attendance figures at the opening indoor pool has been up on what they expected, which is really great. I guess one of the things that officially marks the fact that we're into Burnie Shines, apart from the launch a few weeks ago, is the cocktail party tomorrow night. Now, that's always very popular, isn't it?
It is. It's been going for 16 years, and actually, this is the last year. They've over the 16 years, they've raised probably about $150,000 for disabled people in the community.
Wow!
And it's just run really by three mothers of the powerhouse behind it, and such an incredible job, such an incredible effort over a sustained period. Fantastic night out too. I actually have never missed a party.
Really?
I've been to everyone, and they've just been such great nights.
Now, why doesn't that surprise me?
I've got the frock all happening. It's going to be great.
That's good. The Burnie Arts and Function Centre has been open for 40 years now, and actually having its 40-year celebration this weekend as part of Burnie Shines as well.
Yeah, they've got two events in the program this year to celebrate this 40th anniversary. Very significant for them. But on Saturday night, there's a concert at 7:30, and they've picked... Oh, I think there's some of the best entertainment that has been there, local entertainment that's been there over the 40 years that have performed, are coming together for an amazing variety concert. So $15 at the door. It should be a great night.
Yep, absolutely. Now, the book fair, Burnie's Big Book Fair, this happens every year and coincides nicely with Burnie Shines. And I remember someone telling me last year, I think that they told me, like, there's several tons of books that actually go through in and out of the doors when this thing is on. I mean, this is huge, isn't it?
It's absolutely amazing. The Lions Club of Burnie run this, and you know, it's the only place I've ever been to where you just get a stack of books, you know, after you've rummaged through all the rooms in the old school, and then you pile your book on the thing, and they sell it by the inch.
Oh, the inch.
Nobody.
Right. Yeah, I knew it was something a bit left to centre like that.
And just measure it and go, oh, $10, $5. It's incredible.
Yeah, I knew it was something like that. I thought they weighed them, but no, that's right. Yeah, they measure them up, so.
They measure them by the height. And so, you know, again, you look at what's happened to the money raised from this over the years. It's just funded so many projects that, you know, Lions undertake locally and further afield. So great organisation to support.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, live at the point, we've mentioned this before, this is on every Sunday during Burnie Shines, so it's the second one or third one this week?
This is the third one. It's on Sunday afternoon, so it's just like $5 to get in, starts at 2:30, 2.5 hours of fabulous music. And this week it's... they're calling it Burnie Shines Like a National Guitar. So it's Jacob Boot and Laura Mead, and they're a fantastic slide guitar musician.
Yep.
And they've also got a guy called Skip Sale, who's a visiting Victorian musician who's going to be playing with them. But we've just had a little release sent out to me that Mika Lazotte, she's a hula hoop expert and acrobat who went away and, you know, performed in circuses in Canada and around the world. She is home visiting family. She started at Slipstream Circus in Alveston.
Yep.
She's home visiting family. She's going to do a couple of spots on Sunday, so that's exciting.
Isn't that a talented family? Because I think her uncle's Diesel, isn't it?
They are remarkable. Fantastic musicians, growing up in music, great family.
Yep, absolutely. Well, it's going to be a very busy weekend. We'll catch up with you on Monday just to look back on that and preview some of the events that are coming up next week as Burnie Shines continues throughout the month of October. Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you. Bye.